And joining us on the line right now is Lanny Davis, former special counsel of former President Bill Clinton, a columnist for The Hill. Good morning to you, Lanny. How are you?
How am I? I'm in the second stage of grief, and I'm in Florida trying to see whether I can turn that state around, but I don't think I can.
Hold on. The second,
good morning, guys.
The second stage is denial, right? Anger, denial, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. You're still in denial?
Oh, you know those five stages.
I've been through it.
I've had to memorize them. Yeah, I'm sort of heading towards negotiation.
All right.
I definitely am still in stage two.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Hillary. Because she has laid relatively low since the election and the outcome of the election became clear. And one hears from Terry McAuliffe most recently, he spoke yesterday, said that he thinks she's absolutely done with politics. Have you talked to her? Where is Hillary? Where are the Clintons these days? What are they up to, and what is their mindset?
I haven't talked to either one. I hope to. I was in the hotel the night of where she was a few floors above me and was hoping to knock on her door and congratulate her, but didn't turn out that way. So look, for 47 years since the first day I met her, she was a person, the first question she asked me is, where do I go to volunteer for legal services? First day at Yale Law School, I said, I think you should figure this place out before you start volunteering. So she's been in public service all these years. It must be difficult not to wake up in the morning for another chapter. I think she will certainly serve, but I don't know at all whether she will run again.
Let me ask you this question, though, Lanny, because if you were in the room that night, how shocked were you, as I was, when John Podesta came out and said, well, she's not going to have anything to say tonight? I mean, well, don't you have an obligation at that point to come out and face those people who've been sitting there, your supporters, and say, look, you know, we fought the good fight, but it's over?
No, not at 2 o'clock in the morning when things were so uncertain, the three states that were within 1%.
But 30 minutes later, it was decided.
Well, it wasn't decided. It was within 1%, and it really looked like the election was over, but it was 2:30 in the morning. Most of the people I had left earlier than that, there wasn't a single person that was expecting her at that time of morning, and especially the three states within 1% or less. So I think the way she did it, very graciously the next morning, there was certainly no resentment by any.
Why the two-hour delay, Lanny?
The two-hour delay.
Yeah, it was supposed to start at 10. It ended starting at 12:30.
You know, I'm sure that she got to bed very late. I'm sure she needed to put herself together. And those sorts of questions and those sorts of the way she graciously conceded, I think Donald Trump returning graciousness is the only thing that matters. I don't know any Hillary supporter that was upset that she didn't show up at 2:30 in the morning.
Lanny Davis, I hope you're enjoying Florida. It's a beautiful time to be there. And one of the reasons why I enjoy talking with you is although you are a fierce and loyal partisan and you can deliver the message that your candidate or your party requires delivering, you also often will take a circumspect view and you'll call people out when you don't think they're doing the right thing or if they've made a strategic error. So I wonder, I know you said you're still sort of in the denial phase, but when you look back now on this campaign, what do you think was the biggest mistake that the Clinton campaign made or that your friend Hillary Clinton made? Do you think, have you been able to step back and sort of isolate that?
Sure. First of all, she's 2.3 million votes more popular than Donald Trump. That doesn't matter. He won the electoral votes. He ran a campaign that was quite brilliant in identifying white working class males in particular, but women as well, that the working class Rust Belt part of the country and the rural areas throughout the country were listening and hearing him much better than Hillary Clinton. So that's certainly error number one. The Democratic Party must stop looking at an entirely red map with splotches of blue. We have to be able to talk to those parts of the country, especially working class people.
I completely agree with you. And anticipating that answer, then I have to follow up and ask you, do you think the Democrats in the House made a big mistake yesterday by putting their money right down on the same leader they've had, Nancy Pelosi, when they could have picked a white working class representative from Youngstown, Ohio, in Congressman Ryan?
So I've known Nancy Pelosi since her last name was Nancy D'Alessandro, the daughter of the mayor of Baltimore. So she's a friend, and she's been a great leader of the House. There certainly is an argument she would probably be the first to concede. At some point, we need a new generation of leadership in the House. Did I do a good job there of walking the fine line?
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
It was a not answer response.
But who is the young rising star of the Democratic Party? I don't see one.
Well, I don't want to start naming names. They may get them in trouble, but there are several senators that I like a great deal. Just to name Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, who identified the working class Democrats in Michigan who were not happy. We probably should have seen that coming after Bernie Sanders beat Hillary in Michigan.
Yeah.
Surprised the heck out of all of us. But I don't, look, we'll know in the next couple of years out of the House. Mr. Ryan, who took on Nancy Pelosi, had a very good message about working class Democrats. So I really don't know. Every party who has been defeated, the first question is asked, oh, my God, who's going to be our leader? I think it's time to wait to see who emerges.
That's fair. And certainly in 2012, after Mitt Romney lost to Barack Obama, I don't think anybody was saying, well, it's time for Trump.
I don't think so.
Lanny Davis, good to hear from you, sir. Thanks, Lanny. You enjoy your holidays.
For inviting me, guys. Brand new season. I hope you'll invite me back.
We're ready. After bargaining and depression, we will be ready with acceptance.
That's right.
We'll be ready
Thanks
with
so
open
much.
Arms.